And coming up next on Free Radio Santa Cruz on the Net, it's Bathrop Spears Broadsides, the March 16th, 2023 edition. A description of the flashback that you're about to hear in greater detail after our opening sing-a-song, which you have heard many times, but you're about to hear again if you're a regular listener. So stay with us.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
And welcome to the show. Today is a flashback for me because I have had, I'm afraid to admit it, new technical difficulties on the computer scene. My computer is actually out in the shop, or a kindly, if you believe it or not, a kindly landlord, thank you, John, is working on the machine, has ordered parts for me, and bless him, is hopefully going to get it functional by Monday, but I'm kind of piecing things together with patches and tatters until then. And today, that requires a flashback, and it probably is going to have some impact on the Sunday show as well. And I'm hoping I can also get a lot of more contemporary stuff out on the Sunday show if you want to listen in. Anyway, the flashback that's coming up is a March 25th, 2012 show. It involves a lot of Santa Cruz 11 stuff. That's the trial, and we never actually got to trial. Everything was settled out of court, and most charges against most people were dropped, myself included. I was one of the Santa Cruz 11. We were charged with felony trespass and felony conspiracy to trespass in an essentially vacant bank building at 75 River Street, which was held by the Occupy movement, a group of people from the Occupy movement, for about 3 days. And I was a reporter on that, as were a number of the other people who were attacked by authorities and prosecutors in terms of a year-long, or actually for some, a four-year-long court proceeding, which drained a lot of people's resources, threatened some people's lives. One woman attempted suicide in consequence to this, the pressure on her. Others lost their jobs. It was pretty serious stuff, and it was pretty clearly directed as an attack because maybe one or two of us may have had some actual direct involvement. None of us with the planning, as far as I know, of any of this occupation. Most of us were reporters or simply present, and it was quite a scandal as far as I was concerned. You can read a lot about it if you go to Santa Cruz Indie Media during that period of time. That's Santa Cruz IndieMedia.org, I think. Or you just look up Santa Cruz 11, browse for it, and you'll eventually find something. I wrote very regular reports on it, and this, as well as giving audio reports, such as the one you're going to hear soon, at various points throughout this replay. The first section is Trader Joe's Benefit. It's a benefit at the restaurant that used to be run by Joseph Schultz, who now, of course, distinguishes himself by providing food for poor people outside. Anyway, Mayor Don Lane, or Gon Lame, as I call him, and restaurant owner Joe Schultz speak at this benefit. Then there's an exchange, I should say not an exchange, but a reading From the Les Miserables novel, that's by Victor Hugo, about the 1832 French insurrection, which may sound kind of arcane, but in the wake of the Occupy movement, it seemed pretty contemporary to me, and of course it's still very contemporary in terms of the growing endless wars and the threats of nuclear devastation that are coming up, not just over the horizon, I would say it's getting closer to high noon, as far as I can see. Then there's an Ashland, Oregon article on sleeping band violator Haxton, who I had completely forgotten about and still don't really remember very well, but it sounds like he's one of the people who I would call one of my heroes, people who fought against laws that criminalize the most basic human rights, sleeping. Then there's an exchange with smooth-tongued Steve Plaich, who was running for city council at that time in 2012, even though it was just May, but still. Elections are in the fall, or were in the fall at that time in Santa Cruz. And he was also on the board of directors of the ACLU. I think he might have been the vice president at that time. I'm not sure. He was a supporter. I was a very fierce critic of the local ACLU's failure to support civil liberties for homeless people or just ordinary people in Santa Cruz, unless somehow it was part of a national fundraising campaign for the ACLU, or they had all kinds of excuses, and I wrote about it at some length and grilled Steve Plaich on it, and he, I think in somewhat slippery fashion, maybe we should call him Slippery Steve instead of Smooth-Tongued Steve on this matter. I don't know. Then there's a early April protest against Obama's support for the 2012 Defense Authorization Act, which essentially authorized Obama to treat U.S. citizens as non-persons or as persons without civil rights if he wanted to accuse them of terrorism. And that, I believe, is still on the books. I could be wrong about that, but I don't remember it's being changed. And there's more, but that should get you going. So listen in and hearken back to 2012, which was 11 years ago, but unfortunately, things have gotten worse rather than better, both in terms of how homeless people are treated, although there are some more, I don't even want to call them token shelters, sort of like doghouse shelters and regimented prison condition-like shelters, or very, very limited shelters for a limited number of people, of those that actually provide more mobility and access. But instead, food services are being attacked in Santa Cruz. Food Not Bombs is being denied the right to serve in parking structures, for God's sake, vacant parking structures in the middle of the rain. And it may be the case that city mangler Matt Huffaker is coming out with a vendetta to drive Food Not Bombs away from the town clock, even at its traditional place where it served people faithfully and regularly 3 hours a day, every day, day in, day out, 7 days a week, for the last 3 years when the city did absolutely nothing to provide meals for people, or certainly not to the extent of any kind of regularity. Police are now saying that they can simply march up to people who are at City Hall in a protest if they're serving free food and arrest them and seize their property. And when asked what law that they're violating, they say, "We don't have to give you an answer. We're just going to arrest you." That's what we were told and we were threatened with. And to our shame, none of us this last Friday, which would have been, I guess it was Friday the 10th, had the courage to stand up and say, "Hold it. Do what you have to do. We got to serve free food." The concern was, I guess, to save the food and get it to some people at the town clock who still might be there, because it wasn't raining at the time, although it was raining very lightly last Friday. But the weather has been very uncertain, and as you know, flooding has occurred massively in South County, and indeed in the North County as well, in different places. So it's a very serious example of how oblivious authorities are to basic needs of not just homeless people, but everybody. That's the nature of centralized authority. Their main priority seems to continue to support their own power, whatever it may be, and whatever conditions it may be. And they seem to be seeking ways to devise, to expand it, to intensify it, to use it, to assert it. It's facing all of us every day. And even if we don't see it until it suddenly strikes out at us, the best we do is, I suggest we wake up before that particular outcome disables us from actually opposing it. Anyway, this is it, the flashback from 2012. Again, it's March 25th. May 25th, sorry. Enjoy.